What types and things?
It's played in the university, mm-hmm. You go to Suffolk University with the young people.
Oh, yes.
They're very highly interested in that.
You get around, don't you?
Oh, yes, we get around. We like it though, we like doing the work. Quite a lot last week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, friend.
Who are you?
It's family, isn't it?
Yes.
It's family.
Family?
Who is it?
Yes,
family, isn't it?
Hey, what
do you say,
friend?
What are the matters? Are you recording this?
Yeah.
Gentleman says it's ours, you're about to talk to me.
Yes, you were. Very nice.
Oh, Lord.
Come on and have a good talk. Talk to
us. I told the gentleman that you didn't think... I didn't think you'd be interested.
Oh, it's very interesting, friend. Come through, friend.
My...
What would you like to talk to us about?
Pardon?
Talk to us...
Pardon?
Talk to us about anything you like. And well, what are you
doing
about that, son?
Are you religious?
No.
No, we're not religious.
Aren't you?
No.
I was.
Where are you? Are you religious now?
Not quite the same as I used to be, but I used to be very religious in my time. Yes, I did. I was in the army for years and years. My mother was very interested in religion, and I joined the army when I was 17, and I was with them for 50 years, I suppose. Right from almost the early years I was. My mother, she was Presbyterian.
And what were you?
Salvation Army. I told you.
Oh, yes.
You're Mr. Woods, aren't you?
Yes.
Because that's what the gentleman just told me. He said, go and speak to Mr. Woods. I said, well, who is Mr. Woods? And he says, it was you. You're a spiritist, aren't you?
Well, I really not anything. I'm in research, you see.
You're what?
In the research. I study these things, you see.
You don't look like a research man to me.
No,
Not that I really know quite what it's supposed to look like. But you don't look scientific sort, do you?
No, I'm not of that.
Have you been religious, then?
Well... Yes, but not in quite the same as the Orthodox religion. I believe...
Don't think you really know what you are.
No. Is that right?
This your missus?
No. I help Mr. Woods with his work.
Oh. What does he do for a living then? Does he go out to work?
No.
I suppose you've got an office and all that,
yes,
I suppose.
I've got an office.
Oh, and got plenty of money, I suppose.
No. No, I spend this through, that's right.
You're religious, then.
What?
You're religious.
Well, I don't think you can call it that, if you like.
You don't seem to know what you're doing half your time,
right.
Do you?
Right.
Strike me as a bit of a case.
Can you give us your name now?
Nellie. Nellie Wright.
Nellie Wright.
Yes, that's
now,
right.
Nelly,
you used to make a joke of that, you know. I used to say, I'm Nelly Wright. They said, oh, right, and all. I used to go into the pubs, I did, you know, and sell the war cry and the young soldier and all those things, you know.
Because
I'm going back now to the 20s and the 30s.
Yeah.
I was killed in the Blitz.
Oh, yes. In the last war?
That's right. Yes. I lived in London all my life. Practically, well, I did really, except in a few odd years I spent out when I got married. that didn't really work out.
No.
He wasn't a good man. I suppose I shouldn't say it.
But you've done...
But I stuck it to the end.
You've done a lot of good work in this.
How do you know? I didn't tell you I had.
No, but I know Salvation Army has done a lot.
Well, whatever people may say about it, they do good work, you know, sir. Very good work. They'll go where others won't go.
Yes.
Oh, I always wanted to be a missionary. But I wasn't, I suppose, just wasn't to be.
Really?
I was, years, you know, in the army. What was you saying, lady?
I was going to ask you, Nellie, when you were killed in the Blitz, now, what were your reactions when you found yourself still alive? How did you find yourself?
Oh, dear.
Can you
remember? Well, I don't know. I don't really know. And I saw my dear mother standing there, and she was smiling at me and put her arms out towards me.
Yeah.
I didn't quite, I thought I was dreaming, I suppose. Didn't realise anything dreadful had happened.
Mm.
Didn't, of course, even know what had happened because it all happened so quick.
Mm.
One minute I was perfectly all right, you might say. The next minute, well, I'd been walking along the street, it was dark, you know, and the sirens had gone, you know, and I could hear them up above, you know, the planes and that, and I thought, well, the Lord will take care of me, and I had faith. Oh, next thing I knew, I was dead, as you might say. Still, the Lord did take care of me. I had nothing to worry about. I'm happy enough with my people here. But I didn't know that all this business of being able to get back and talk to people was... Well, I heard people talk about it, of course, but I thought it was wicked. Oh, I thought it was terrible that anyone should try to get in touch with the dead. I thought there was only two sorts of dead, the good and the bad. And if you did get in touch, you only got in touch with the bad ones. So I steered clear of this sort of thing until just now. I've been thinking about things, and of course I see things a bit different, but I'm still not quite sure about it. I suppose it's got its good side, I can see that. But communication, as you call it, seems an odd thing, doesn't it? I still can't get over you. Do you say you're, what is it you say you are, sir?
Oh, it's trying to use it so I can help other people, you see.
Oh?
So that it was all of the communications and all that, so that we have other people in this work, you see.
You see, Nellie, we take these tapes recordings.
What? What are they?
Oh, I'm taking a recording of what you're saying now,
what?
I'm taking a recording of what...
Oh, what I'm saying? How can you do that, then?
Well,
you ain't got no gramophone there, have you?
No, I've got the tape recordings. They weren't made for you up there.
Oh, I don't know nothing about them things.
Well, anyway, everybody can
be
picked all over the world.
Have you always been a bit touched then?
Everyone?
Have you always been a bit touched?
Touched, I don't know.
Well, I always thought people who were interested in spiritualism, as you called it, was a bit touched.
Oh, I do. Well, anyway. I don't feel touched anyway.
Well, you look sensible enough. Of course, you never can tell. What's he laughing for? He don't say much, that bloke, does he? Just sits there with his mouth shut and half asleep. What does he do for a living?
Well, he's a medium.
He's what?
He's a medium.
Medium? He is? I thought mediums went into trances and things.
No.
He looks after me. I don't know what to make of any of you. If it wasn't for this other bloke gentleman here saying come through and talk, I don't know what the devil he was on about. Yeah. Yeah, funny business altogether. What do you want, dear?
When your mother met you, what was going to do? What did you do?
Well, I didn't realise I was dead at first, and then it suddenly dawned on me she died years ago. And then gradually she explained things to me. I said, well, I didn't understand it. I said, I should probably see the general. And she laughed at me. She says, the general? I says, the old dear old general. You know, she says, oh, you mean Booth? I says, yes, of course. So she says, oh, you'll probably see him. So I have met him, of course, nice chap. Of course, he don't look like he did in them pictures I used to see in the Army Hall, with a big beard and all that, you know. Oh, and his dear wife. Well, they were wonderful souls, they were. They're what I call real Christians.
Yes.
You know, they were real Christians, so they were.
Oh, yes.
You know, it wouldn't hurt you to get saved, you know.
It
wouldn't. No. I think you should think about it.
Oh, yes.
Come to the Lord, you know. You'll be much happier, both of you.
What
are you doing, Daniel?
Eh?
What are you doing now?
I'm doing the Lord's work. Among the children, teaching them and helping them, the little ones who've come over, and I'm still preaching, because I'm no real preacher. I mean, I haven't had that kind of education, but I can talk to people down in the depths, down in the dark places I go, take the light and the truth of the word. I do. I teach them and preach to them, you know.
Oh, well, we're doing the Lord's work too, Nelly, because we're...
Oh, I don't think it's the same.
They're helping people.
I don't think it's the same at all.
Oh, yes. They're helping people know that there is an afterlife. People don't know that.
I think you don't understand properly things, you know, you do. I think I ought to try and help you. I think, you know, you should come to the Lord and get saved. And then you can start talking to people about things. Not until. Because until you've been saved, you're in no position to preach to other people.
Saved from what?
Eh?
Saved from what?
From the devil. And from evil. And all the wicked things that go on. Look at your world today. You know, man has made all that. There's nobody else has done it, only man himself. God hasn't done it. God doesn't interfere, you know. Man's got his own freedom. And if he thinks evil and bad thoughts and that, you get all these things happening. You know, you ought to come to the Lord, the pair of you. And him in the corner that you call the medium.
Have you met God?
I don't say you're bad people. Don't misunderstand me, and I don't want to appear rude. But you know, you'll never know real joy and happiness until you come to the Lord. You know he died for us, don't you?
Oh, have you met him?
I haven't met him. No, I'm not good enough to meet him yet, dear. But one day I shall. But you'll never meet him unless you accept him, you know. You know you must accept the Lord Jesus. If you don't accept him, you're damned forever, you know. You'll go down in the pit.
Yeah.
You will, you know.
Well, have you been down in the pit to see
him? No, not exactly in the pit itself. But I've been to some of those souls who are, well, they're not saved, you know. And I'm trying to help them. So that there's still a chance for them once they accept the Lord, you know. Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it, to be saved? Of course, you wouldn't know. It's no laughing matter. Oh, don't talk to me about them. Well, I don't mean to be, but I think, you know, well, I don't agree with all that Pope business and all that pomp. And all that ceremony and all that, that's not Christ, is it? I mean, Christ was poor and hadn't got anywhere to lay his head. And all this business of dressing up like as if they were in the theatre, that's not religion, that's not Christianity. Oh, no.
Christianity, now, is the way you look. You see other people.
Oh, but you've got to be saved first. You can't be a Christian until you're saved. Well, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you're washed in the blood, and your sins are cast out, and you are whiter, whiter than the snow. Do you remember that lovely old hymn we used to all sing together in the Citadel and all that? Oh, we used to have some wonderful evenings. I used to love the meetings, you know, singing the top of our voices we was. And we used to go out in the streets, and the old harmonium we used to take with us. Oh, we used to have some lovely times. But I never could get used to the tambourine. I don't know why. And I tried and tried, and in the end, I didn't bother with it. I always seemed to rattle the thing at the wrong moment.
Well,
What?
What
do you mean, disillusion me?
Well, you see, Jesus wasn't
there. I'm here. I should know more than you, shouldn't I? You're down there. You don't know. You're not here yet, you know. Oh, marvellous. Lovely. Beautiful. Beautiful. I still go to the meetings, and we still sing our hymns, and we all pray together, and I go out, and I go among the little ones, and I teach the children, you know. We have we have some wonderful times. Oh, and a nice little place I've got, nice little place of my own. Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I'm quite happy on my own. I think it is that when I was on your side, I don't know, I suppose my marriage was a mess. And I'm always, I don't know, I'm glad to be on my own. I go and see people, of course. Funny thing is, you know, I never see Fred. Now, he was a strange man, if ever there was one. He wasn't a bad man, but he hadn't got any time for the army. You know, looking back, I think about it and I think, well, I don't know, why did I ever get married to him? But you never can tell. I was in love with him, I thought, you know. But we drifted apart, you know.
But you've still got meeting houses on your
screen. Oh, yes.
You still go, yes.
Oh, yes.
Do you play a band and everything like that?
Oh, yes, there's a lovely band.
Where do you live?
Hoxton Way. I hadn't, of course, mind you, I moved about a bit.
Yes.
I lived in Acne for quite a number of years.
You were living there
when you were children, were you? Oh, no, I've got to stop and think now. Such a long time ago, and where was I living last? Was it in Mass? Can't remember if it was in Mass. No. I don't remember. I think it was Acne was the last. I don't know. We shifted about a bit. And then, of course, there was this... Oh, dear. When I went to Liverpool for a number of years, I was in Liverpool.
Oh, you've been all
over there. But have you met General
Boone? I told you I haven't met him yet. I expect I shall, of course, he's risen high, you see, he founded the army, you see. I mean, he was a man who, he was really a God's gentleman, wasn't he? I mean, I think one day I shall meet him.
But do you wear a uniform?
I'm still wearing my uniform.
Your uniform? Shall we start a uniform?
Because I met one of the booths. Of course, you know, there's a lot of them.
Yeah. You might have followed him at the more recent one. Are you still wearing your uniform? Do you still wear
it? Oh, yes. So
you do, and that nice little bonnet and a bow.
Yes, nice outfit.
Yeah.
I know there was one boy who used to annoy me, something awful. Whenever he saw me coming, because I was getting on a bit then, he'd say, here comes Charlie's aunt. I suppose it's the bonnet, you see, you know. Because when I was much younger, I did go occasionally to theatres and things. And I remember that show, what play, whatever it was, you know.
Yes.
All the little devils, you know, some of them were.
Oh.
Still, from what I can see of what's going on in your world, they're downside worse than ever was in my day. Of course, you know, I think probably people have too much of their own way, you know. Too much in their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
What's your religion then?
Huh?
What's your religion?
Oh,
you must get a religion.
What?
You must have a religion.
Well,
oh, that's terrible. That's terrible not to have a religion, even if it's Catholic. It's better than nothing.
Really, I thought you should have a religion when it comes to
you. Oh, but you must have a religion.
Religion's
the one that
you back.
Oh, didn't hold me back.
Really?
And we did a lot of good work, too.
Are there other religions in your world?
Well, I don't know. I suppose there are different religions, but I don't see any of them. I'm quite happy with the army.
Are there church bells ringing in your world? Are there church bells ringing on Sunday?
I don't hear no church bells.
No, I don't know.
Do you have Sunday there?
Every day is the Lord's Day with us. Not just one day of the year, a week. No, every day. Every day is prayer day. Every day is a happy day. Every day is God's day. Ah, it's wonderful. You don't know what you're missing, but you know you should join the army. It's the best thing. You'll be happy then. Much happier than you are now.
Why? Well,
you know you're a sinner. You know that, don't you? Eh? You know that, don't you? Yes. Oh, but you are. You're all sinners. I was a sinner. Shocking sinner I was in my early years until I was saved. No. Oh, I'm all right now. I wish you two were. But that gentleman here that came with me, you know, he doesn't agree with me. He's rather like you lot. Yes. He persuaded me to come today. He says you might be able to help those people. I don't quite know. Don't seem to be able to do much for you. You seem obstinate. I think you are, sir. I think you're a very obstinate man.
Then we might be able to help you.
You might what?
Be able to help you.
I'm saved, and that's more than you are.
You're saved?
You're not saved.
What are you having?
And I'm here, and I should know. And you are not here yet, so you're in no position to argue. Well, I won't say. I don't wish to be rude to you, because you both seem very nice people. But I think you're very misguided, and I think if you were to come to the Saviour, you'd be much happier and much better people.
Well, haven't you seen him?
No, not yet. I'm not good enough.
Yes, but have you know he's there?
Well, he must be here. But I haven't reached that.
Have you ever seen him?
Why must he be there?
Have you ever seen him, Nelly? Have you know he's there?
But if he must be.
Now
you're trying to change my...
No, I'm not.
You're naughty. You're very naughty.
Listen, Nelly, they preach you're going to the arms of Jesus when you die.
That's metaphorical. Metaphorical. That's what they say, don't they? Metaphorical? Well, you don't take that literal. No, I don't. I will say I'm a bit more sensible and stuff.
If you meet, Jesus meet you, that's what they always tell you, you know, salvation are, that Jesus is going to meet you.
I think you've got it all mixed up. I've never heard them say in the army that Jesus was going to meet us.
I have.
We might meet Jesus when we're good enough.
But when are you going to be good enough, Kevin?
I don't know, and I wouldn't presume to know. And it's not for you to say that.
Well, I didn't say
you. You know, you're a bit cantankerous, aren't you?
No. I'm trying to find out.
Look, if you're going to make fun of me, I shall go away.
I wouldn't do that. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm trying to find out.
Well, you're going a very strange way about it, if I may say so.
Yeah, maybe I'm not. I'm just trying to ask questions. I'm a seeker.
You're a sinner. You're a sinner.
Oh, well,
you should admit your sins.
What?
You should admit your sins.
What sin?
What sin have we committed then?
Well, I'm not enough to me to tell you what your sins are.
Oh, we don't know what sins we committed.
But you must...
How can you
sit there, a man of your age, and say you haven't got any sins?
I don't say that. Oh,
well, you're implying it.
I don't say that, but I want to know a little bit about...
This friend, as you can tell, is not very advanced, which is a good soul.
Yes, that's quite good, isn't it?
He's not smart, isn't
he? What was that he just said?
He said you're a good soul.
Oh, he did, did he?
Yes.
Oh, that's all right.
I would believe that. And,
I wouldn't have come if they hadn't persuaded me, you know.
I know.
But they said I could do some good work by coming.
Yes.
Yes, you can get that.
Yeah,
we should pay our tape to a lot of people.
We should pay our tape to a lot of people.
I don't understand you.
No, well...
You're beyond me. You're beyond me.
Nelly, what's your house plan?
Oh, it's quite small. Suits me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little tiny place.
Mm-hmm.
One up, one down.
Nice. Nice little garden.
Hmm. Yes, but I haven't got much time for gardens.
No, I suppose you'll be out all day,
don't you? I'm not out all day. We don't have day and night like you do.
Have you got a
it's
Bible?
It's permanent day.
You carry the Bible, then? Really?
Do I what?
Have a Bible?
I don't. I know it by heart.
The Bible?
I don't Bible. Have. I don't have to carry any Bibles about with me. Oh, no. You see, you don't know me. I know the Bible from beginning to end by heart. It's merely my concentration.
Yes.
And I go by the Bible. Of course, I'm more interested in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Because,
mind you, I will be honest and admit this, that I don't necessarily think that everything in the Old Testament can be taken too literally. But the New Testament, and I've learned a lot more about the New Testament too. That'll surprise you. Oh, goodness me, I have. A lot of other chapters that was missing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I know them too. One day perhaps I'll tell you if you're interested, but I don't really think you are religious people.
Well, no, I'm not a religious man by no means.
And I don't think you really want to be saved.
Oh, well, I don't quite know what you mean by being saved, really. Can you tell me what you mean by being saved?
Being saved? Getting rid of all your sins? And being made new?
Oh, we don't?
My mother still argues with me, you know.
Does she?
Oh, she comes to see me from time to time. She says, you know, she says to me. She says, you know, Mel. She says, you're living in false paradise. Oh, I was so upset. Oh, we had quite a turn over that, I tell you.
Yeah.
Anyway, she still comes. She doesn't live in the same place as me.
Mm.
But she's somewhere else quite different. I don't particularly want to go there.
No.
Don't think I feel happy with those people. I mean, she's my mother and all that, and I'm fond of her. That's funny, you know. Here you're with people that you like. People that think the same, and we're all the same, you know, we all have the same outlook. It's nice, because we're all comfortable and cozy together. There's no sort of difference of opinion. It's lovely, you know, it really is like heaven.
Yeah.
Of course, I know it ain't yet, because that's to come, later.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't like to live in a place where people was arguing, especially about religion.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Of course they're different in some respects, I realise that. Of course they're different, dear.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all saved together. And one day we shall all be caught up together and be with Jesus. Oh, it's lovely. You know, you should be saved, sir. You feel such a different man. You'd be new, fresh. You wouldn't be like you are now, such a mess. You'd be much better, you know.
Really, are you all Salvation Armies,
then? Yes, we're all of the army.
You are?
Oh, yes, and there are others that aren't Salvationists, but they think much the same as us, you know.
Oh,
you should come to some of our lovely meetings. We all have such lovely, happy times. And we sing, and then, you know, really, sometimes I think to myself, well, we're singing so loud, we're making such a noise. But then we think, well, what does it matter? No one's going to complain. Everybody's the same thought and idea. Nice, you know, isn't it? When you're all together in the same environment like that. Oh, I don't know. As much as I can do talk to you, girl, without singing in.
Together in the sheep, is that one of them?
I thought you didn't know nothing about it.
Oh, yes, I listened to you. Together in the sheep. And that's one of
them, isn't it? Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. That's a good one.
Yes. Oh,
all right. If that's what you want me to do, I'll do it. I'll do it. That's all right, sir. All
yes.
Right. He wants me to come. Go away.
No, I don't.
No, not you.
No.
Gentlemen.
We like you to stop.
Then do you want me to stop and talk to me anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're not saved, you know. They're not saved.
No.